Higher Human Performance, episode 249. It's the final episode of the year 2014. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Kentrell, your host here at Higher Human Performance. You can find the show notes for today's episode, which is going to be a short one, over at higherhumanperformance.com. When you get there and you see the header that says Bula Network, don't worry about it. They're one and the same. You can find the show notes. Just enter the number 249 in the search this website, and it'll take you right there. Hey, today it's about how to be a deliberate person without being stupid. If you use a pen to do a crossword puzzle, you are deliberate. Or stupid. I mean, how can you use a pen and not be deliberate if you're doing a crossword puzzle? Most of us, we need to use a pencil. And if you're like me, you need not only a pencil, but you need one of those big fat gum erasers. Frequently, I am engaged in a conversation with people who are on a quest to make some improvement. Well, sometimes they're on a quest to fix something, change something rather dramatically. Well, come on, it's the stuff of higher human performance. Sometimes they are trying to elevate their sales and as I am not able to pot the music up and down, sorry. This is what happens when you do live podcasting and you don't do a lot of editing. You sometimes hit the wrong buttons. So, hey, I need to be more deliberate about that, about the buttons that I push during the podcast. I have clients that are, well, mostly interested in elevating sales or revenues, but sometimes people are working to improve not only their own performance, but the performance of the people on their team. And invariably, somebody's going to utter something, usually it's going to be a cliche, about their commitment to the goal, whatever the goal may be. And as we are encountering the new year, this is the time of year when everybody wants to set a new goal, be committed to something new. And I'll hear things like, we need to go all in on this project. Or I might hear, this is our primary objective, and we are committed to seeing it through. And then sometimes you hear somebody will say, we're at a point of no return on this. You know, and all of these things are basically metaphors for how committed we are to this thing. And then one of the more popular ones that I hear, and I tend to hear this one more and more. It's kind of funny to me. It's time to burn the boats. Many people are citing the incident in the 1500s. They don't know this, but this is the incident that I think they're citing. In the 1500s, during the Spanish conquest of Mexico, when Cortez gave the order to burn the boats in order to force his troops to conquer this new land. I don't even know if that's true or not. I don't even know if it really happened. But if you Google the phrase burn the boats, it's not the only example that you will find. And doesn't it sound good? I mean, how much more deliberate do you want to be? Burn the boats. We value that kind of commitment, that level of commitment. We even romanticize it. I don't agree with it, though, because it presupposes that you or we or me or anybody else, that we can be more deliberate if we're desperate. For quite a few years, I have given the following advice to anybody that will listen, especially people who pay me to tell them various things. Do not presuppose that you're not able to chase it, whatever it is, hard enough unless you are desperate. Don't presuppose that you can't go after something with the intensity that you need unless you're desperate, because thoughtful intent can often beat desperate. I would go as far as to say thoughtful intent will always beat. Okay, maybe not always, but most of the time we'll be desperate. Embrace thoughtful intent as you chase your goals. Being deliberate isn't desperation, and it's not just intention, and it's not just being thoughtful. It's thoughtful intention. More technically correct, It's action taken with thoughtful intention to move closer to the goal. Too many people are chasing dreams. They hop from one thing to another thing to another thing to another thing, mostly in their mind. And I suspect a few other people, they're actually doing something. They take some action, but they don't think much about it because they have confused motion with action. It's a common myth. And we all do it at various times in our life. We think that because we're moving, we're taking meaningful action. And then there are the people who think about it till the cows come home. And then they take an action. You know, but they're so slow to act, they don't get much done. And at that rate of speed, it is so slow, there's rarely any momentum. Speed gives you momentum. Lack of speed, yeah, kind of robs you of momentum. Then there are the desperate. You've been desperate before. We've all been desperate before. Burned boats foster desperation. It may not foster thoughtful, intentional action, deliberate action. Well, to be fair, it may not foster positive, deliberate behavior. My wife loves these real crime shows. On DirecTV, it's, I don't know, what channel? It's on channel 285. I know the channel number. I just don't know what the channel is. Hang on. I got the flat panel live going inside the yellow studio here. It is IDTV. IDTV. I assume ID stands for identification or identify, or let's see what's on here right now. This will give you a clue. I'd Kill for You. Sounds like a pleasant show, doesn't it? I'd Kill for You. Murder in Law. This is a custody battle unravels. Well, yeah, I'd say so if it ends up in murder. I'm recording this on December the 27th, Saturday, 2014. It is the final episode of the 2014 series of Higher Human Performance. So nice to be talking about murder, right? I'd Kill for You. No, I would not kill for you. I wouldn't kill for anybody. Well, it depends on what it is. If it is a bug, sure, why not? A person, not so much. It's funny on these shows. These are desperate people. And come on, look at what they're doing. They're killing. They're committing crime. It's thoughtful intention, I suppose, but sometimes it's bad thinking. But these are desperate people. Desperate people. Yeah, that proverbial point of no return is a poor method for incorporating deliberate behavior into your life. Or more deliberate behavior. There's a scene in an old movie. It's an old movie with Al Pacino in it. It's entitled And Justice for All. And in the movie, Pacino's character is an attorney. And the judge in the case is this kind of crazy acting fellow. And he takes Pacino on a helicopter ride. The judge is the pilot. Now, unbeknownst to Pacino's character, he doesn't realize that when the judge offers to take him up in the air, it's a helicopter. He's thinking it's a plane. No, not so much. And once they get in the air, the judge announces that he kind of likes to play a little game where he goes beyond the halfway point. And, well, here, you just listen for yourself.
Hit what? What? What did we hit? The halfway point. There's a little game I play. Each time I go out, I calculate how much fuel I have and how far I can go and still get back on it. Then I figure out the halfway point, and I go just a little beyond it.
You mean we're beyond the halfway point?
Yeah.
Well, you mean we're not going to make it back?
Well, maybe, maybe not.
Well, land! Land! Put it down!
Arthur, come on now, we're all right.
If we're beyond the halfway point, Judge, we're not all right. Land!
We're not all right. Land! I mean, it's not just a great movie line. It is wise advice. If we're beyond the halfway point, no, we're not all right. And by the way, the judge, he crash lands this helicopter in shallow water about 90 feet from the landing pad. And of course, the whole time he's quite gleeful about it all and he's chuckling and he is crazy. And Pacino's character is this, you know, he's this typical kind of a Pacino character, you know, full of angst. The desperation can create panic. Not exactly the ideal inspiration for wise action or thoughtful intention. I'll tell you how to avoid stupidity. Deliberate action is best taken when we have considered our options and figured out our next best step. It's what we do when we put a puzzle together. It's what we do when we work a crossword puzzle. It's what we do when we solve a math problem. Even if you've got a calculator in hand and you're just trying to add numbers, it's what you do. It's the next best step. And the truth is, it's pretty much what we do no matter what the problem is. Solutions are worked out because we have got a special skill as human beings that animals don't have. We can run scenarios in our head. We can answer a problem with a hypothetical. We can theorize, and quite often we can do it with great accuracy. We can theorize on how it might turn out. And so we play these scenarios in our head. We play these what-if games in our head, and we, okay, this might work out that way, and it might work out this other way. And then based on those mental models that we have run in our head, we can take deliberate action, thoughtful intention, to take some action, to do what we think will provide for us the best outcome. Now, this does presuppose that we have clear thought. It does presuppose that we are not, for instance, in a drug-induced state or drunk and where our judgment is impaired or where we're not, as sometimes I see on I'd Kill For You. I've seen that show, by the way. I'd Kill For You tends to be somebody who's probably obsessed with someone. They may even be in love with someone. It may be there was an episode on just the other day, and it was on inside the studio here as I was doing some other work, and a woman had she had divorced and she had a boyfriend and she still had an axe to grind with her ex. And so she manipulated and maneuvered the new boyfriend to take care of the ex. Yeah. By killing him. And of course he was the subject of the show. I'd Kill For You. He would. Now, that's a man who's not thinking clearly. That's a man who is, his judgment is impaired. So let's take that off the table and let's presuppose that you are not so impaired. Because if you are, well, you're in bigger trouble than any podcast can help you with. Based on these mental models that we run in our head with clear thought, then we can take some deliberate action to what we must do next. And we can avoid being stupid. How great would that be? And don't we all need to avoid that? Man, I need to avoid that a lot more in 2015 than I did in 2014. We can avoid being stupid by avoiding putting ourselves or letting ourselves be put, as in the case with I'd Kill For You. We can avoid being put in desperate situations. Well, sometimes. Sometimes, listen, bad things happen to good people. And sometimes we find ourselves in desperate situations in spite of our intentions, in spite of our planning. We're not talking about those things. We're talking about the things that we can control. Because stupidity happens when we neglect to pre-think what we are doing or what we're going to do. You don't believe me? Well, then, you, my friend, have never raised teenagers. It's what being a teen is all about. It's the parent asking the kid who did something ridiculously stupid, what were you thinking? Well, you've answered your own question. Therein lies the problem. They weren't thinking. And as a result, they weren't quite deliberate with thoughtful intention. And so, yeah, they got caught being stupid. And all of us who have been teens, we've been stupid. And some of us are way past our teens and we're still being stupid. And, you know, stupidity happens. There it is, episode 249, Higher Human Performance, the podcast. I don't know about you. I'm kind of looking forward to a new year. There's nothing magical about the flip of a calendar, but yet mentally there kind of is. I don't know why. You realize that we could pick any day, we could pick any hour of any day and accomplish the same thing. But I guess there's something magical about the fact that the world turns over a new calendar and we're kind of all in it together. Whereas if you decide on a random Thursday in February that that's going to be the day for you, well, okay, that's only the day for you. Misery loves company and all that. I'd love it if you would get on the list for the Higher Human Performance short courses. These are coming in 2015, if the Lord wills, and I can get my act together. I am trying to be deliberate about it. Just simply enter your email address. Go to the website, higherhumanperformance.com. All kinds of places where you can do this. And I will make sure that you get on the list. These are going to be monthly short courses. I'm going to try to make it a single email. I'm not going to promise that. Some may be shorter than others, and so it goes. I've been taking some feedback and some interest from people who are kind enough to share with me their thoughts on what they would like these courses to be about, but they're going to be all, obviously, focused on higher human performance. And sometimes that performance is incremental. Sometimes it's a quantum leap. Really doesn't matter. We're just looking to move the needle forward. We want to be going in the right direction. And I hope that as you end 2014, I hope that 2015 will move the needle in a more positive direction for you. For a lot of people, 2014 was a spectacular year, and for others, not so much. So it goes. I do think that we need to be deliberate. I do think that there needs to be some thoughtful intention. I don't think that we need to sit around and procrastinate and wait for everything to be perfect. It's never going to be. I think you just take the next best step in your judgment and then adjust. Adapt as you go. Iterate, I think, is the word that the cool kids use. Pivot. And I think all of us probably need more iteration in our lives. So there you have it. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. Happy New Year to you and to yours. Hope it is a safe holiday season for you. And the Lord willing, I will see you all again next year. My name is Randy Cantrell. Again, the website is higherhumanperformance.com. And I'm coming to you from inside the Yellow Studio.